Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying David and Bathsheba, and we are getting a lesson in what bad authority does. And here's one of the things that we are seeing is that power and authority can give you a minimizing disposition towards other people. What we mean by that is that people can become tools to serve your sin and not partners in the kingdom. We made mention a couple of days ago of David's sending all through this text. David was sending messengers to find out who this woman was. David was sending servants to bring this woman in. David was sending messengers to Joab. All of this exercising of power in the wrong way. Was it wrong for David to have this capacity to send messengers and servants? Absolutely not. That's how business got done in those days. But David was bringing these people into his sinful schemes. They may have been none the wiser, but it's still a dehumanizing use of the people, not just under David's command, but they were also under his care. He did not see these people as fellow partners in establishing and maintaining the kingdom of God. He saw these people simply as secret agent tools to get what he desired. And not only do we have the presence of these servants being used by David, which happens because David is minimizing them as people, but we also have Bathsheba herself. Notice something with me. She is referred to as the woman in verses 2 and 3, as we might expect. She was a new, unknown character to the story. But notice what doesn't happen once we learn her name in verse 3. In verse 5, after David sends her away, it says, "The woman conceived." Why doesn't the text use her name? Why doesn't it say Bathsheba conceived? This was the narrator's way of showing us what David thought of her. She is just the woman. I don't think she is named by her name again until the middle of chapter 12. So once again, whatever authority you may have, whether as a parent or a boss or a ministry leader, we must beware that we do not use people to serve our own purposes, but rather we see them as partners in maintaining and spreading the gospel and the kingdom of God. As you pray today, please remember Reginald Acuna and his family, our national changemakers in Paraguay. And also remember the Caraway LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.